It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Every Monday, we make a point to check in with 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, who covers the Pittsburgh City Council. Noah, good day.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Let's pick up with what we left off with last week, which was a discussion of police-related bills in council that were held without discussion but are up for a preliminary vote this week.
That's right. And if they are discussed this week, as they were supposed to be last week, the council will be talking about creating a separate trust fund that the city would have control over that would put this administrative fee for police secondary work. That would be sort of the home for that. Right as it was, the situation allowed the certain members of the Bureau of Police to put this administrative fee for off-duty details for police officers into this the same account as the payment for those officers, and therefore sort of take some off the top from that fund, and have none of the officers notice, have nobody notice, and so this really just separates the fee from the payment for the officers, and separates those so that. That wrongdoing can be done.
To make sure that no slush fund is possible.
Right, exactly.
And then there's a third bill, and talk about what this would require.
Right, so this third bill is interesting. It's from Councilwoman Teresa Smith, who is the public safety chair, and the bill would require the police department, the Bureau of Police, to create a policy for minimum staffing, and also require them to fill any unfilled positions, any vacant positions they have within, I believe it was 90 days. And so really, this is sort of shaping things up within the Bureau to require that not only they have a certain number of people in every zone at any given time, but also that none of those officers can be shifted off to do off-duty work while they are supposed to be on the city's duty. And again, these bills were up for discussion last week, and they were held without discussion. And so this week, we'll see maybe what council thinks about them.
There was a lot of speculation last week about the mayor wondering whether he would name a new police chief in his term, Mayor Ravenstahl, before he leaves office at the end of the year, which a lot of people did not want to see. And finally, the mayor made the big announcement that he would not name a new police chief. What kind of reaction was that getting from people within city government?
Well, it was generally welcomed by not only council members, but also other mayoral candidates. And they're just thankful, essentially, I think, that Mayor Ravenstahl is going to defer this decision. I think that's what most people wanted him to do, and he sort of went that way.
We're talking with 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, who covers city council for us. Council is ready to pass legislation from Council President Darlene Harris that would spend $20,000 on a consultant to study cash management in all city departments. What is this about?
Right. Well, I talked to her last week, Council President Darlene Harris. She is a mayoral candidate, we should note, and that's why I was talking to her. One of the things that she stressed would be part of her campaign and would be part of her administration if she was elected would be sort of better management of money in the city. And that's been an issue, as we've discussed, with the police slush fund. And so I think what this is essentially not only Darlene Harris sort of trying to tidy up the management of money within all city departments. There are 20-some city departments, I'm pretty sure, and this would take a look at every single one. But also, I mean, it makes a good case for her to be mayor as well, I think.
Also up for final passage is legislation from Councilman Corey O'Connor that bans smoking in all city-owned playgrounds.
That's right. It doesn't ban smoking in parks in general. It still allows smoking in parks owned by the city, but in playgrounds, smoking will no longer be allowed if council passes this bill tomorrow, which I suspect that it will. It also allows a certain nonprofit that works with tobacco prevention to put up some signs. They're interesting little signs that will go around on all city-owned playgrounds saying you can't smoke here.
And how will that be enforced? Whenever anything like this comes up, the first thing you think of is who's going to be around to enforce these rules?
You know, it's interesting. That was actually brought up in the discussion. It seems as though it will be difficult to enforce. I mean, the signs may deter people from smoking in parks. However, one council member mentioned that you know, there is a drinking problem in parks at night, and there have been instances of drug use in parks at night, and I doubt that a sign will really deter somebody from doing something that they shouldn't be doing if there's nobody watching.
If nothing else, it can't hurt.
Yes.
On Wednesday, council will discuss a bill from Councilman Ricky Burgess to require that all municipal data be published online. What's happening with that?
Right. This is a sort of a resurrection of a bill from a past legislative session. And this would really, it's just a measure to promote transparency in city government. It would require city departments, any sort of, housekeeping data that they have, any sort of contract information any sort of file that you can think of, really, would be required to be put up on an online database. And these would need to be up by the last day of this year, so December 31st of 2013. These would be need to be put online. And then by 1 month later, by January 31st, they need to be up in a single web portal able to be accessed by the public. No registration required, just simply open and free.
Another way to create transparency in government.
Yes, that's right. And that's something that Councilman Burgess has been talking about at length.
90.5 WESA reporter Noah Broad, who covers the city council for us. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Paul.